This is KUT. If you found yourself waiting for hours to vote last election, there might be a new way to avoid that. KUT's Maggie Rivas Rodriguez reports that Travis County election officials are introducing a new program that may cut down on your wait times this fall.
In the past couple of elections, a few voters tweeted alerts about where the longer lines were and where there were short lines. It was a big help to Twitter users, but not so much for everybody else. This election should be different. Travis County officials are piloting an online program that will tell voters about conditions at polling places. They'll use a simple red, yellow, and green light system. Green will mean that lines are short, red that they're really long. Bruce Elfant is Travis County's tax assessor collector.
That'll help move voters around and allow them to use their time more efficiently. You go to one polling place and there's an hour and a half wait. You're thinking, oh my God, I'm just stuck here. But it may be 15 minutes away. There's a polling place that doesn't have much of a wait.
Gretchen Nagy is the county's voter registration director. She's been working with her office's computer mapping staff to develop the red light, green light map.
The election judges at the polling locations have computers. The system automatically pops up every 30 minutes, a little pop-up window that allows them to plug in the number of people that are in line at the polling location.
That means the volunteers working those election tables will stand up, count noses, and plug the number into their laptops.
It will be on the website, on the voter registration side, and there will be a link as well to the election site since they are in two different departments. So we will have the information on both sides.
For now, the map will only be available on the web. But in the future, it could become a phone app. The immediate goal, have this first version up and running by the time early voting starts on October 24th. Maggie Rivas Rodriguez, KUT News.